Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9am Monday to Friday.
Now it's time to drop around to Cozzy's Corner. Cozzy's Corner.
And it's a big good morning to Mr. Roman Coz.
And good morning to our listeners, and especially good morning, welcome back, Terry.
Thank you very much. Hope you didn't miss me too much.
Oh, yeah, well, of course we missed you. Why wouldn't we?
Sure, sure.
I hope it was a good break.
It was, thank you. And I did tell listeners earlier in the program that you were going to be profiling possibly the best-known country star we've ever had.
I think that's a very, very good summary. I'm dedicating the show to a Euroa identity, a legend, former long-serving councillor, Mr. Mick Williams. This one's for you, Mick. I hope you enjoy the listen. And it wouldn't take too many people very long to work out that I'm talking about a guy who was born David Gordon Kirkpatrick, but we know him as Slim Dusty. He was born on the 13th of June 1927, the son of a cattle farmer at a place called Nulla Nulla Creek, which is just west of Kempsey in New South Wales. Now, his writing ability started very early because he wrote his first song at the age of 10 called The Way the Cowboy Dies. And by the age of 11, he knew where he was heading because he created his stage name, Slim Dusty. A few years later, at the age of 19, recorded his first particular song called When the Rain Tumbles Down in July, via a recording contract with EMI, and he was with EMI for almost 60 years, so once he joined them, he stayed. In 1951, he married a young girl called Joy McKean, who was a singer-songwriter of some renown at the time, and goodness gracious, what a partnership those two were. I'll mention her a little bit later. A little bit of trivia, her sister Heather married another Australian legend by the name of Reg Lindsay. They were married from 1954-1985. So two sisters married two legends of the Australian country music. And I was wondering what amazing dinners and chats they must have had over the years. In 1957, along came a song called The Pub With No Beer. And it became the first Australian record to go gold. And it's the only Australian 78 RPM record to go gold as well. Now, it's based on a real pub, which I think a lot of people may not realise, called the Taylor's Arms. And it's actually got a website appropriately called pubwithnobeer.com, and there's also a Facebook page for those who are interested. And that pub is actually near Kempsey, where Slim Dusty was born. The song became a huge hit in Belgium, Germany, through a Flemish country singer called Bobby Jan Chopin, who really loved the song and sort of adopted to his language over there. Just going forward a little bit, in 1964, he's famed 48,000-kilometre Australian tour that took 10 months started, and that was made into a 1984 movie called The Slim Dusty Movie, and that starred Slim Joy and an actor called John Blake, who played a young Slim Dusty, and that dramatised that 1964 tour. And of course, in that tour, he sang and reinterpreted the poems of the greats like Henry Lawson and Banjo Paterson, and turned them into songs and sort of spread the word about those great people themselves. In 1970, he was made a member of the Order of Australia for his services to music. 1973, the best single for the inaugural Tamworth Country Music Festival for a song, Lights on the Hill, which was written by Joy, and that won the Song of the Year. And it's interesting to note that by March 1976, he'd only been in the business for 19 years, but he'd already had racked up 37 gold and two platinum records. And in 1997, a number of years later, of course, he was invited to perform at the Grand Ole Opry. And just a bit of trivia about the Grand Ole Opry. At first started in 1927 as a radio show and followed a show which played opera called the Grand Opera Show. So one day the announcer said, "Hey, listen, we've been listening for the last hour to opera, Grand Opera, and now we present the Grand Ole Opry to do with country and Western music," and away it went. In 1998, Slim won the Officer of the Order of Australia, and in the year 2000, at the age of 73, he released his 100th album, the first singer in the world to do so. He had the honour of singing Waltzing Matilda at the 2000 Olympic Games, and it's reputed that all of the 114,714 people there in the stadium joined in, as you can only imagine. Throughout his career, he released 106 albums, sold 7 million records, was awarded 70 gold and platinum records. He's the first Australian to have a number one international song, which is The Pub with No Beer. He had a record 45 Golden Guitar Awards. The Royal Australian Mint made a coin in his memory, and Aussie Post did a postage stamp. I just can't imagine how much more can be done for one guy. Well, we won't mention all the number of ARIA and country music awards. The list just goes on and on. Look, talking about Slim Dusty, it'd be unfair not to mention his wife, Joy McKean, who was his manager and wife for the whole of their marriage, over 50 years. She won an Order of Australia herself for her musical contributions and also won 6 Golden Guitar Awards. So, goodness gracious, what a family. And then along the way, she became mum to Anne Kirkpatrick and David Kirkpatrick, both very accomplished singer-songwriters themselves. So this is one hell of an Australian family. A little bit of trivia. Joy's still with us, and she turned 92 just 10 days ago on January 14. Sadly, we lost our Australian national treasure. He's on the national treasure list. Which was formed in 1997, that particular list, and in 2004 they added 15 people who had passed away, and strange enough, maybe coincidentally, it was the year after that Slim had died in 2003 that they added some people who had passed away, and I think Slim's passing would have had a big part to do with that decision. He was aged 76 and had lung and kidney cancer. All I can say, Terry, is what a career than this particular guy, what a legacy, and being part of a national treasure list, only rightly so.
Absolutely. Now, you've chosen Charleville. Why did you choose that song?
Beg your pardon?
You've chosen the song Charleville. Why did you choose that song?
Well, I just like the bounce of it. I reckon it's the closest song that he's done, that I've heard anyway. That's almost like a rock and roll song. I think the beat's quite fast, and I don't know, I just kind of like the song, you know.
Okay.
Something to grab you, and that's the one.
Good enough a reason as any.
I think so. Catch everybody next week.
Thank you so
much. And we'll be back again.
Thank you so much for your time, Roman.
Okay, bye all.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.